This is a No Fluff podcast created for busy women. We are Bailey and Brianna.
We are dedicated to helping women break up with dieting and rethink the way you look at food, sharing the real secret to fat loss, learning how your body actually works.
Our goal is to give you the tools that you need to navigate BS diet culture and empower you to feel confident with your food choices so that you can sustainably reach your goals.
Take a quick sip and welcome to Mocktail Minutes.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to this week's episode of Mocktail Minutes. This is Bailey, and we don't have Brianna today, so it's going to be a quick, short, and sweet episode. She is down for the count with the flu. Her kiddos were sick last week, and fortunately, she was not able to escape the sickness. So, we didn't want to leave you guys hanging without an episode this week. So I'm going to focus, we've talked about protein before, we've talked about nutrition labels. I'm going to focus today on specifically protein powder, what to look for, and how to kind of choose the best one. Now, when it comes to protein powder in general, it's okay if it's not always like the perfect one. What's most important, I think, is how much are you using it? For me, for example, I use protein powder nearly every morning, so I want to make sure I have a high quality protein powder because I'm using it every day. If you're using it like twice a month, maybe not as important. So, I mean, we still want to get the best quality we can, but I understand like sometimes that's not a priority. So use these tips to kind of figure out what best suits you, your lifestyle, your budget, your taste buds, and I hope these tips are helpful. Now, with protein, is it required, especially like with a weight loss journey? No, not required, but it's definitely helpful because it's going to give you a quick boost to your protein intake. This is the easiest way I can get my protein in the morning. It's quick. It makes my smoothies taste good, so I love it. Now, it's going to help support your protein needs, especially if you're having a hard time incorporating protein or if you're limited on time. And in general, I see women especially are not getting enough protein, especially at this breakfast meal, like 2 eggs for breakfast, not enough protein. So this is going to be an easy way to increase it. And this is why it can also be super important to choose a quality protein powder, not just get one just because it's the cheapest. And to be honest, I do order mine. I do not find mine in the store because it is one that I love. It tastes good. Ingredients I like. They do heavy metal testing. So let's get into what I look for on protein powders in general. Now, with choosing a protein powder, some general things to look at. Added sugars, that'll be on your nutrition label and it'll be spaced out under your carbohydrates. You have added sugars listed. Ideally, like less than 3 to 5 grams of added sugar. Protein powder, I mean, it should be mainly protein because it's a protein powder. Now, if we were to only have protein in this protein powder, it's not going to taste very good. So that's why other ingredients are added. Now we got to look at these other ingredients. What are they? How are they impacting our body? So taking a peek at those added sugars, and we recently just did episodes on added sugars as well. So also thinking about those artificial sweeteners that can sneak in there too, because that's a good way where they can be like, oh, it's low carb, no added sugars, but we still want to avoid these artificial sweeteners as much as we can because they're not great for gut health. And sucralose is one that I kind of look at really quickly on your ingredients because it is so often used. So Fitness Sucralose, personally for me, it's a no-go. Other things to kind of think about is, well, I guess while we're on the ingredients, thinking about where this protein is coming from. So there are different types of protein powders. You have your whey protein, which whey protein is going to be kind of your best option if you can tolerate it. That's the key part, if you can tolerate it. A lot of people don't tolerate whey protein well. And protein can be a little bit tricky because I see people trying out different protein powders and like, it just made my stomach hurt. It's the protein. But thinking about these quality protein powders, if we're getting a random one and has also all these artificial sweeteners added to it, it has some different like oils added to it, some other miscellaneous ingredients, maybe it wasn't necessarily the way, it was the artificial sweeteners that's disrupting your gut health. So whey is going to be the best option if you can tolerate it. The next best option, I would say, an egg-based protein, because those are both going to give you your complete protein sources. You're going to have all essential amino acids in those ones. Other options for protein powders, if you can't do whey protein, egg protein isn't going great. And I really like egg protein because, like I said, complete protein source, but it's also tolerated very well by many people. So that is a bonus there when it comes to that egg protein. I personally have a dairy allergy, so this is what I use, but I have lots of people that don't have a dairy allergy that just prefer the egg protein for the taste, for the quality of the one, and I'll get into specific recommendations, but for the quality of the one I recommend, and they just tolerate it a lot better. Other types of protein, I mean, you have plant protein, something to kind of be aware of here. I would not recommend using plant protein daily if pregnant or breastfeeding due to the number of heavy metals that can be present in pea and rice-based proteins. So plant protein, especially if you're using this, like if you are vegan, you want to do more of like a sport-based one because they will typically add amino acids so you get a full amino acid profile. Collagen peptides are another big one, and they're kind of a hot commodity right now. So collagen is a little bit different than protein powder, but it's still a great way to add protein to your day. Collagen is going to be derived from the hide of bovine or marine animals, whereas protein powder is the powder form of protein from plants, eggs, or milk. Collagen is also going to be an incomplete protein, so it doesn't have all the essential amino acids compared to like a milk or your whey or your egg-based protein powders would, but it's still a protein source just because it might not be contributing to that like creation of new muscle protein synthesis like we get those benefits from complete protein sources because of the leucine in it. It's still going to have benefits. So when I hear people saying like, oh, if you eat this amount of protein, it's going to be overdoing it. It's not like doing anything for you. Not true. I mean, protein has other benefits to it than just like building muscle. Protein is also going to be helpful for your immunity and your enzymes and your hormones. That collagen is great for your cartilage, your joints, your ligaments, your skin, your hair. So there's other benefits than just muscle building for protein. So collagen is also great to include, and I actually include it daily along with my protein powder. Other things to look out for your labels and kind of the ingredients in it. So we talked about artificial sweeteners, other things, just like what is it sweetened with in general. So avoiding like dextrin, glucose, maltodextrin, these are forms of sugar. And again, we want protein to be protein. We don't want a bunch of these like random sugars in it. Speaking of the protein, that protein source I had mentioned, we have our whey protein, our egg protein, plant protein. So soy protein, a lot of plant-based or vegan proteins are going to contain soy, specifically like a soy protein isolate. Soy itself is not bad as long as it's high quality. It's highly processed soy that we don't want. So avoiding like a soy protein isolate as a protein source in either protein powders or protein bars. Vegetable oils are also something I look at in the ingredients. These are put into protein powders to create like a richness taste, but they can be high in omega-6 fatty acids, and an abundance of omega-6s compared to omega-3s can lead to inflammation. We got enough stress leading to inflammation in our life. Let's not add more fuel to the fire. So look out for ingredients like soybean oil, corn oil, safflower, sunflower, those types of things. So those are your, kind of your main ingredients that I look at. Other things on the nutrition label, looking at that protein content, ideally we want a minimum of 20 grams. Now, if you have a protein powder that's a little like 20 grams, but you're aiming for 30, you can just do a bigger scoop. Totally fine. But keep in mind, like if it's 12 grams of protein and it has 5 grams of added sugar, well, if you're doubling that protein, now you're also getting 10 grams of added sugar. So looking at this protein content per scoop or serving that it has, the other thing I like to check would be the carb content, because again, this is a protein powder. We don't need a bunch of carbs at it. A few grams is going to be expected because, like I said, we want it to taste good and they're going to give it flavor. So shouldn't be overdoing it in carbohydrates or fat here. Again, that protein should kind of be your highest macronutrient when looking at the label. One other thing to consider is, do they do heavy metal testing? Choose a company that does heavy metal testing on their products. And usually you can find this online when you look up their products, where it might say it on the label or something. This is going to be especially important, like I mentioned, those plant-based protein, as these are more likely to have heavy metals in them. So search the website and you can email them and you'll be able to find out if they do heavy metal testing. Those are kind of the main things I look at in my protein powder. So that's a lot of information. But to sum it up a little bit, at least less than 5 grams of added sugar, greater than 20 grams of protein, avoiding those like soybeans, safflower, corn oils, doing less carbs, more protein should be in your protein powder, doing complete protein sources from either like a whey or an egg-based protein, and avoiding those artificial sweeteners. Sucralose is a big one. So my favorite protein powder that I recommend all the time is Drink Wholesome. They have great ingredients, minimal ingredients. So my favorite one, for example, is the mocha flavor. The mocha flavor only has egg whites, coconut, cocoa, coffee, monk fruit. So simple ingredients. You can compare that to a lot of protein powders that have a paragraph long of ingredients. And I mean, this has 5 ingredients. That's it. It's easy to use. You get that protein boost. And like I mentioned, that egg white or the egg-based protein is easier to digest. So a lot of people do like this powder for that reason. They are third-party tested. And it's also like, it's additive free. So with that short ingredients, they're not adding a bunch of emulsifiers, thickeners, flavors, or like using those artificial sweeteners. They use that monk fruit, which I would recommend over a sucralose. And then they do have an option. If you don't like monk fruit, they do maple sugar. So that is also another option that would increase the carbohydrate amount. Honestly, either one is fine with me, kind of a personal preference. I do prefer the monk fruit one just because I add sweetness to my smoothie through fruit. So the maple sugar one was just a little too much sweetness for me. I just personally preferred the monk fruit sweetener. So try either one out, but Drink Wholesome is my favorite egg-based protein. My second recommendation for anyone would be Just Ingredients. Just Ingredients is also a great protein powder company. They have lots of different items on their website, but protein is one of their things that is a great option. They are similar to Drink Wholesome, that they have simple ingredients, and it's actually interesting to look at their labels because like a strawberry versus a chocolate protein powder is going to have a little bit different ingredients. It's not like it's flavored with natural flavors. It's going to be flavored with actual like strawberries. So they're using more whole food ingredients. So Just Ingredients would be more of a whey-based protein. They do have vegan options as well. So Just Ingredients or Drink Wholesome. Other ones I like, Designer Egg Protein, Naked Nutrition, Garden of Life, Perfect Supplements, Shackley, Naked Nutrition, Be Well by Kelly has a great one with them as well. And I'm sure there's probably others out there, but I don't want to overwhelm you with too many recommendations. So top two would recommend Drink Wholesome or Just Ingredients. Other things, so protein powders protein bars are another great thing to have on hand. So I was just going to throw out some protein bars or like protein snacks that can be great options to have. I really like Aloha. They're my favorite personally. Paleo Valley has great ones. Chomps, it's not like protein bar, it's more just like turkey or beef sticks, but those are great to have on hand. IQ bars, Kirkland protein bars, they actually have their own brand. The RX bars are great to have on hand. There is one, Nash bars, but they are very hard to actually get because they are constantly sold out. So those are my protein bar recommendations as well for you to check out. If you have any other questions about protein powders, protein bars, feel free to send Brianna or I a message on Instagram, and hopefully we will both be back next week and we will get into the topic we were supposed to discuss. So talking about like weight gain over the weekend or even like over a day, why it's happening and what you can do about it. So tune in next week and we'll talk soon. Bye.
Short sips and to the point. Thank you for joining Mocktail Minutes. Be sure to subscribe and follow to keep up with the latest episodes. You can find us on Instagram at New Crew Nutrition and The Mama Nutritionist. If you have a topic you want to learn more about, send us a DM. See you next week.